the rest of the story. You are a pediatrician, a child's doctor. There are two mothers in your waiting room. You usher the first into your private office. You offer her a chair. Her name is Pauline Koch, K-O-C-H. She has a problem. Her son is now 9, apparently healthy in every way, but 1. He has difficulty speaking. When he is asked the simplest question, the answer is long in coming. And though he knows the answer, he cannot express it. Even in asking a question of his own, he is forced to reflect, to concentrate on the right words before getting them out. You interrupt. When he speaks, you ask, does he speak fluently? And Pauline shakes her head slowly, her eyes downcast. She is concerned that her child is not normal, that he is retarded. The boy's teacher insists that the outlook is not good. His father has given up, is certain that his son will never amount to much. And, doctor, there is something else you ought to know. The boy never said a word, that is, he could not talk at all until age 3. Pauline asks you if there's anything you can do to help. Almost as an afterthought, she begs you not to say that her 9-year-old son is retarded, but you have to remind her that the best you can offer is to examine the boy before arriving at any diagnosis. You make an appointment for her son. But you are an experienced pediatrician. You've seen cases like this before. Now, there's a second mother ushered into your private office. A second mother, her name is Clara Pelzel. She has a problem. Her son's now 7, apparently healthy in every way but 1. He thinks he is a priest. He's 7 years old and thinks he's a priest, and it's more than a game, doctor. It's become an obsession. When most mothers empty their son's pockets at wash day, they find jacks and balls and string or frogs, but Clara finds pictures of saints, and her son won't play with the other children until he's officiated mass with them. He builds an altar from benches, celebrates the rite. His playmates must act according to his wishes. Then they must kiss his hand. Have you ever heard of a little boy with such a preoccupation, doctor? Clara is very concerned, seeking your advice. And you, as I say, are an experienced pediatrician. You have seen cases even like this before. Neither Pauline Koch nor Clara Pelzel, nor their young sons, had the advantage of modern medicine. They did not have the advantage of modern child psychology. So both Pauline and Clara had to let nature take its course. In either case, it should become apparent that what we now know is better than what we then knew, that destiny works according to no schedule and no symptom. For Pauline's 9-year-old son, the little boy who had not said a word until he was 3, the boy whose only difficulty was expressing his thoughts, one day learned to express his thoughts with an eloquence which baffled the world. His name was Albert Einstein. And Clara's 7-year-old son, remember? He's the young fellow whose only passion was to become a priest. He was determined to become a priest at the age of 7. He grew up to officiate the darkest mass the world has ever known. For he was Adolf Hitler. Now you know the rest of the story.